It's time for our Johnson Brock Eagle Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Brett Davis as the Eagles get ready for game number two this week, coming up against Concordia. Coach, it was kind of an interesting start to the season. You played a very good Pawnee City team. Now it's coming up on 2 weeks ago and got beat by the Indians, and now a week off. Would you think a week off this early, you can go scout your opponent? Well, darn if old Concordia didn't have a week off too, so you didn't get any advantage there, did you?
No, not so much. The nice thing was we did get some film on them, so we had several days last week to start breaking down that film. So we did get a little more film time than we typically get. So in that regard, it helped our practices and helped us get ahead a little bit. But yeah, it's always kind of nice to go scout that team and see them in person. Just didn't quite work out this year.
Overall, I know it depends on how well you're doing, how well things are going. Overall, you just soon not have a week off, I'm guessing?
No. We had a lot of fundamentals, that we needed to get cleaned up a little bit. We talked a lot about, some opportunities that we missed that first week down at Pawnee, and we worked quite a bit on a lot of receiving drills. We had a few too many drop balls, that first game. So we got a lot of work in there, addressed some issues that needed to be addressed. And we were able to have a little bit more talk time, I guess, too, to kind of talk through some things that, you typically don't get maybe going into that first game because, things are rushed a little bit to try to get yourselves prepared. So, in that aspect, there were several things that were kind of nice about having last week off.
The Concordia squad coming in here, just they're 1-0, and they have, as I said, the week off, too. We'll be back and talk about those Mustangs after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Coaches Show as we visit with head coach Brett Davis as the Eagles this week getting ready for, as we said, Concordia coming in. Coach, it's a big week. They're 1-0. You want to win all the games, homecoming festivities, just all kinds of stuff going on this week at Johnson Brock.
Yeah, we're coming kind of in on kind of a short week with school week with Labor Day being yesterday. It's going to, our practice schedule and kind of our focus, things are off just a little bit, but we're going to have to make sure, that we really keep the kids focused on what's important, and that's going to be Friday night. There's going to be a lot of distractions. We have two home games in volleyball this week, which is going to be great because the kids are going to go out and support the volleyball girls. But, it's going to be an exciting week, and the kids, they're young, they're resilient, they should have plenty of energy, and we hope that they bring that to the practice field because, there's going to be a lot going on.
Only those grumpy old coaches don't like homecoming.
We're glad to get it out of the way early in the season because, it's usually where our focus is and where the players' focus is. They don't always match up 100%, so we try to keep them on track. There's a lot of fun stuff during the school as far as, dressing up, and there's always pictures for papers and Kiss the Pig contest, all kinds of stuff that go on that, we need to make sure when we have them from 3:45 to 6 o'clock, we always say, let's drop the drama. What we have going on here the next 2 to 2.5 hours, we need to have your full attention and full focus and make sure that this is the most important thing going on right now. And we'll make sure and harp on them that they'll hear that a lot this week when we get ready for practice.
I guess I'm disappointed you're not as powerful in the Johnson Brock system as I thought, or you'd have had homecoming last week on that week off.
Yeah, I need to work on that in the future. I guess I forgot to make that recommendation.
You can try that for next year. Tell me about Concordia. You tell me they're big, and that's something. Well, you're not usually outmanned, but size-wise, maybe this week you will be, huh?
Yeah, they're going to come in with a lot of kids, and looking at them, they're pretty imposing when you look at them. Their defensive line, they average in the 250 range, and they got some, good-looking players, in the 6'2 to 6'4 range. They fill out their uniforms really well, we're going to kind of be like that. We're just kind of undersized this year, and we talk about technique all the time, so this will really be the week, to challenge the kids that, if we play with poor pad level and poor technique, it's going to be hard to move those big bodies up front. So we're going to spend a lot of time on our pad level this week.
You said you also worked last week about pass catching. To me, that's much like what your team, I saw at the end of the game, confidence. The kids at the end of the Pawnee City game, they were getting more confident, and catching passes is confidence, and that's something Johnson Brock's didn't have enough of before. Your kids weren't cocky, but they always knew they were good. This year, confidence is the thing you got to build, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and we kind of knew that going into that game, just because, you know, a lot of kids that played a lot of minutes last year, but, you know, they didn't start. You know, and it's a little bit different when you come into the game, you know, when you're up by, you know, 30 or 40 points, as opposed to, you know, starting that game off, you know, when it's 0-0, you know, it's a little bit different ball game. And our kids, you know, like you said, they adjusted, you know, as the game went on, they became more comfortable. But, you know, early on in that first half, there was quite a few nerves, and I think they got that under their belts now, you know, where hopefully they'll, you know, be able to settle down a little bit and play relaxed football.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game Friday night.
We appreciate it, John. Thanks.
That's our Johnson Brock Coaches Show for this week. It's brought to you by Carson National Bank, by Brinkman Brothers, by the Johnson County Memorial Hospital, and by Farmers Bank of Cook.